Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
Hello, and welcome to BizBev Pod's weekly quiz, where we tackle each other on various beverage brands after a thrilling 4-3 last week.
Put it out of the bag there.
I was so excited. I was about to ask you more questions.
Do you know, I think you're still a little bit excited because you actually forgot to introduce us.
I did.
Who are you?
I am Patrick Foxy Fox. You are William P. Keating, host and creator of the Business of Beverages podcast. We're still on hiatus for our big episodes.
Yeah.
We've been enjoying the Rugby World Cup. We've been enjoying various beverages ourselves, but we are still quizzing.
We're still quizzing because it's so hard to give up.
It's like crack cocaine. Maybe edit that out.
No.
Right, Will. As always, I'm going to give you the option. Would you like to ask the questions first or would you like to answer the questions first?
I think I'll ask.
Okay.
This week. I'll ask this week. Okay. So, we do love at the start for 5 points. This.
1847. 1888.
1886. You're so close. Founded in 1886 and still family owned.
Founded in 1886 and still family owned. Is it Heineken?
It is not Heineken.
Which is famously still family owned.
Good guess. Yes. Freddie Heineken. Yes, absolutely. Okay. For 4 points, there is a fan club for this drink with members in 66 countries, all united under the slogan "Parties, celebrations, and events!" Exclamation mark. That's true, by the way. Absolutely true. Parties, celebrations, and events. They also receive the twice yearly fan post.
They sound like a wonderful bunch of people.
I think there is kind of a bit of a clue in there in, you know... Yeah, we'll see.
It kind of sounds like something that Delirium Tremens would have. Would send you a circular twice a year with little pink elephant on it. So I'm going to go with Delirium. Because that is still family owned as well.
You're not a million miles away. It's not Delirium Tremens, but you're not a million miles away. You're in the right category. Served in a distinctive glass that allows for just the right mix of liquid and foam, the company tried to IP... or protect the shape of this glass, but failed in a bid in 2017.
Oh. There are a number of very iconic beer glasses.
Yes.
Guinness was obviously founded well before 1886.
Yes.
Carlsberg was before 1886, I think.
1847.
Yep.
I famously missed that one as an opening five-pointer.
You did.
Kicked myself.
Yep. Royally. So it's obviously not Hazahi either.
No.
Who also have a very distinctive glass. The really distinctive one, and I can't imagine why any other brewery in the world would ever want to do it, is the Quack glass.
Oh yes, yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
With the round bottom, which again allows for, you know, lack of spillage while you're on your horse and coach.
Yeah.
Completely useless to any other kind of thing. Try to trademark the shape of the glass.
Yeah. Right mix of liquid and foam.
Mm.
I very deliberately included foam there.
Yes. So is it Budvar?
It's not Budvar. I don't think the Budvar glass is that distinctive.
It's not. And Pilsner Kell use a very similar one as well. But it strikes me that if you're a Czech lager brand, and there are two or three other premium Czech lager brands, you might try and get a competitive advantage for yourself.
No, I'm afraid not. It's not. I can tell you, though, that this brewer was an early pioneer in the what I call the second wave of non-alcoholic beers. And it has a famous blue-branded non-alcoholic variant.
Okay, a blue-branded non-alcoholic variant.
Yes.
See, the one I'm thinking of... Also, the parent brand is kind of blue branded as well.
I would be thinking about the
give me that clue again.
So an early pioneer in the second wave of non-alcoholic beers, this German brewer has a famous blue-branded non-alcoholic version, which would be served in the distinctive glass.
From Weinstefaner. Erdinger.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. One or the other. Weinstefan, like, I think their non-alc isn't particularly well-known.
No, probably is in Germany.
Blue Erdinger is everywhere.
Everywhere. But Weinstefaner's parent color is blue, blue as well.
White. Okay, I thought you were going to be tempted to go for Beck's Blue.
I was briefly, and I was like,
but no, Beck's glass. So it should have. Yeah. Okay, we worked it out.
Yeah.
I would have said for one point, based in Bavaria, this brewery has never brewed anything other than Bavarian wheat beers.
And markets their non-alcohol as an isotonic sports drink.
Yes, the sporty one.
Yes,
I think it says on their website.
Yeah. So what do you get in your two fan mail things a year?
Just
a little letter?
Fan post.
That is very German.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. When you look back on it, the clue, parties, celebrations, and events. Just like, you know.
All three things.
It screams German. I don't know, but I presume you get some beer. And you do, after you've been a member of the brewery fan club for a year, you can visit the brewery and get a private tour.
Really?
I think we're going to sign up.
Absolutely. Did you know, actually, if you live in Bremen or Hanover, actually, and you tell the Beck's Brewery it's your birthday, they'll literally have four cases of beer and a bottle opener.
Sorry, this is the most amazing fact. Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yes. If you live in Hanover, you ring the Beck's Brewery and tell them it's your birthday, they will deliver you four cases of beer and a bottle opener for your party.
I feel like we have to find a way to do this.
I was at a German birthday party where this happened, and I was like, this just would not work in Ireland because it would be your birthday every day. They didn't even seem to ask for proof that it was your actual birthday. They checked you were over 18, but that was it.
I'm speechless.
Yep. And I actually think they gave a bonus fifth case of an non-alcoholic beer as well.
I hear.
How do we set up? But because it's in the reusable bottles as well, you get the discount back on all the bottles of beer that you didn't buy.
So you get four crates of beer.
Yes.
You get non-alc for the designated driver who's going to drive you to the deposit, and you're going to get all that money.
Yep. You get about a tenner back. Actually, they gave an ice bucket as well with ice.
Sorry, you're just making this stuff up.
I swear to God, no. Yeah, this was 10 years ago, so I don't know if they still do it, but I was quite impressed.
Quite impressed is the understatement of the year.
Yep. So local breweries, if you want to sponsor Will's birthday.
Drop us a line.
Yes.
bizbedpod@gmail.com.
All right, well, are you ready for your questions? Your twos. All right, so they're actually quite short today. So
is that the amount of effort you put into it?
Bit, yes. Never let it be said, I'm not last minute at this. Right, well, so this beverage was founded on Nassau Street in Dublin in 1927.
Oh, I hate when they're local. Nassau Street, 1927. So I cycle along Nassau Street on an almost daily basis. There was a very good shop on Nassau Street called Board and a Capri, the sandwich board, for years, but that's got nothing to do with this. I'm trying to think what else was on Nassau Street. Trinity College is on one side, and then there's a whole reeds of Nassau Street. I can't think of anything. I'm going to say The Irishman.
It's not The Irishman. I was just about to ask you where The Irishman is actually made, but obviously we don't know because you've just guessed Nassau Street.
then The Irishman, I'm pretty sure, is owned by Walsh.
I think
Whiskey,
so, yep.
Formerly of Royal Oak and Carlow, and now distilled, I'm sure, probably under contract somewhere else.
All right, well, for 4 points. In spite of declining sales in the 1990s, it has grown from a 16.4% market share in 1995 to 37% market share today, with 16.5 million litres consumed last year alone.
This is not an alcoholic beverage.
It's not an alcoholic beverage.
You see, Sidona.
It's not Sidona.
Sidona doesn't have anything like that market share. That was a stupid guess.
Well, unless you go for a fizzy apple drinks, in which case well, they have like almost 100% of the market share. So this product was sold in chemists exclusively till 1967, before hitting on large success in the 1980s when Dunn Stores grocery store ordered 1,000 cases.
I can't think of anything that has that kind of market share. Like, that started in, you know, okay, exclusively in chemists. I'm thinking.
It was probably chemists pretty much exclusively in Dublin as well. It didn't really have nationwide until it went into grocery stores in the 80s.
Sorry, I just think of 80s grocery stores. And what I actually think is Country Spring. Do you remember Country Spring?
Do I remember Country Spring? Absolutely. I'm from Carlow. Of course I remember Country Spring.
Country Spring, for those of you who didn't grow up in Ireland in the 80s and the 90s, was a 3-litre bottle of soda. The cheapest, most efficient way for your parents to give you something that you wanted that wasn't Coca-Cola, which was really expensive. Mm-hmm. But it had all these different varieties of it. It came in 3-liter bottles and was flat almost instantaneously.
Yes. Yep. As soon as you opened it, that was it. The fizz was gone.
Oh my God. I think we're at the end of a long run, and I'm afraid my synapses are not firing fully.
I think the 2-pointer might give it to you. So its name comes from the first 2 letters of each word.
My waddy.
Yes.
My Midlands.
Mineral water. Sorry, distributors.
Mineral water distributors. My waddy. My waddy, my waddy, my waddy.
Yep. So for 1 point, it's not your waddy, it's my waddy.
Okay, well done.
Do you want another fun fact about my waddy?
Is that a question?
Yes. So World War II, when stuff was being rationed, they actually made a fizzy version because you couldn't get Club Orange.
We need this. We need Fizzy My Waddy back immediately. I like My Waddy.
I like My Waddy as well.
I think My Waddy is superior to almost all the other variants.
That's why they have 37% market share.
Yeah, definitely. My Waddy is better than Kiora. My Waddy is better than
Robinson's.
Oh, for sure. And what's the other one? Ribena. Ribena. I do have a soft spot for Ribena. But I would choose my waddy.
Oh, every time. And have you seen the little kind of
squeezies?
Squeezies,
yes,
they're amazing.
They are. I'm such a tight arse. I tried to refill them and discovered there's kind of like a little non-return valve, and you can't really do it.
But they're very handy.
They are.
Yeah.
So you're unlikely to get my waddy wherever you are because most of our listeners are outside of Ireland. But you should try it. It's a squash.
Yeah, it's like an orange cordial.
Yeah.
Well, they have other flavours as well.
Blackcurrant, my favourite.
There's a tropical one that's also very good.
Yeah, I've never been a big tropical fan.
Really?
No.
Like even an old can of lilt when you were younger?
A tin of lilt. Did we do lilt one
We
time?
Did lilt, yeah. We did remember, it's been renamed as Fanta Lemon.
No.
Oh, Fanta Tropical or Fanta...
Yeah, Fanta Tropical or some bullshit. It's lilt.
Yeah.
Totally tropical taste. Yeah.
So, look, we've managed to mention World War II and Fanta in the one quiz again.
I think we get bonus points for that. Right, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod.
The GABA is gone now.
I genuinely think that has a little bit of a...
Yeah, there's something...
Something that's a bit fuzzy. There's shit all over the end of the bottle as well.
I kind of feel like I've had a drink.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything other than just like...
Maybe it's the placebo of yeah. a glass that you're sipping with ice in it, but...
But genuinely, I feel like, yeah, you know, the slightly loose 2 pints in feeling.
Yeah, just...
I just have to hammer into it to get that feeling.